Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast, presents episode 715, Campaign Experience, recorded live on January 23rd, 2020. Hello everyone, welcome to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I am your host, Duststorm.
And I'm your co-host, Godzilla T.
And we're back with another episode. Not being so long since the last time.
Yeah, it's kind of a short trip this time.
Yeah, back on a normal
schedule. Sorta. Just kinda.
Yeah. And the community update was actually on time, and by on time I mean before we actually start the show. So, thank you, Uni, for actually getting that out there before we started.
Yes.
Much appreciated.
We actually had enough time to actually read it before the podcast.
Exactly. That's always not helpful.
Not cram it before the show starts.
Yeah. Exactly. And yes, Eric, we were okay. Maybe a little crazy on the inside, but overall.
Speak for yourself. I'm nuts on the outside.
My wife would agree with you for that, with me too. So we've got a little...
How would she agree with me when she hadn't even met me yet?
No, like if you were to say it that I was nuts on the outside, then she would agree with you. Okay. That's what...
Okay.
Yeah, that didn't come off the way that it was going on in my head. That aside...
The whole brain-mouth thing, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Talking and thinking can be hard. And yes, NG, a little. Although you put me in a custom lobby with Halo 5, I can get a little crazy. Tune in tomorrow to find out. let's see. We've got our little community roundup to do, starting with our game streams. So, GT, give us a little recap on Fraggin' Friday.
We played video games. We had fun. We played Reach this week. That's what the community voted for. We played on Xbox. We actually got a pretty good lobby. We ended up the night playing some customs. Played some Speed Halo and some other classics. We even got some little bit of Rochambeau in there. Had a lot of fun. It's nice to get back into the custom side of Reach.
Mm-hmm.
It with Reach, the customs were always more enjoyable than the actual multiplayer, just because of all the added things that you could do with Reach over Halo 3 or Halo 2. So it's fun getting back into that.
Aside from the bland textures and the gray.
Well, yeah. As long as you don't mind gray. And
exactly.
Gray. And gray.
Oh, and a little bit of green gray on Forge Island. And some blue, yeah, but mostly gray.
Don't forget the green and the shrubbery. Then you're okay.
A little splash of color. But very, very small.
But, you know, all in all, it's fun to get back into the customs. To this point, 343 still has not fixed the custom game storage problem, so we're working on it.
We just need to have a whole bunch of people barrage Halo and 343 and Halo support being like, hey, I have all these files, but I can't store them all locally. When are you going to fix this?
Well, we don't. With MCC, you don't store anything locally. Everything's stored on the servers.
I thought there was some local stuff because part of the whole file transition thing was you had to upload your local.
I'm pretty sure that just downloads it to your own little OneDrive for the game. I don't think it actually stores it locally, but it might. I haven't actually looked at the files, so.
Writing Spartan said, send it to them via pizza deliveries. Yeah, I don't think you should have to pay $20 just to send 343 messages saying, please increase file share. Okay, thanks, bye.
Yeah. You know, the deal was at one time they'd actually increased it and then they cut it back. You know, when they went through and revamped MCC, yeah, they actually had it where you could have more than just 50 on there. I think at one point they had it at like 100 total saves.
Huh. Why did they drop it down?
I don't know. Just something when they redid MCC, something changed. So as the new games come out, like when Halo CE comes out, I will be probably, if they haven't fixed this, I will probably be playing on a separate gamer tag. So it should be interesting.
Yes, let's not make GT create 6 gamer tags for 6 different games within MCC.
Too late, Dust. I already have.
Jeez.
Of course, not for MCC, for other purposes, like running the same mission 6 times in a row because the stupid thing wouldn't record right. And finding out that you really need to do it one more time because the last time you did it, it didn't record right. Fun.
That's why you just need to get like an external hard drive, stick it to your Xbox, and just have it constantly record.
Well, the problem is with this last mission, I was doing a co-op mission. So I was recording 2 points of view. And one of them recorded fine, the second one did not. And of course, the second one is the one I really need.
Yeah, that can be frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
Are you using 2 Xboxes?
Yes, I was.
You have 2 hard drives?
No.
Okay.
All my hard drives are occupied at the moment.
Yeah.
They are all consumed by this array that I'm setting in front of.
I really do want a NAS.
I have a NAS. I need to put another hard drive in it.
Starting to get filled up on space, huh?
Let's see. Where is it? I can't.
While you look that up, Writing Spartan asks, what do we think they're going to have for Season 2 Unlocks in MCC? And
more based stuff. On the
sure. based on a recent tweet, it looks like it's going to be some unlocks with CE that they're looking to, add new stuff.
Mm-hmm.
In CE, the only customization you could do was color.
Yeah.
So for them to add
color new, in your color in your tag, that was it.
Right. So if they're going to try to add new models in there, that'd be really interesting.
That'd be cool. I have 6 terabytes and I have 722 gigabytes left.
Okay.
So I really need to get on getting another drive so mm-hmm. that I don't run out.
Yeah. Okay. Well.
But anyway, that's beside the point.
Right.
And I do need to go in there and do some cleanup too. There's some video footage that I could delete that would free up some space.
I have to do that with Podtacular recordings every now and then. I'll get like 5 or 6 shows behind then. Oh, there's 100 gigs just sitting here of audio data. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
So I feel your pain.
Yeah, I do that about every 3 months.
Yep, just cleaning out the trash. All right. For achievement streams that happens on Sundays, I did with Bobby again. We went through Awakening the Nightmare. And we got the remaining achievements that I needed in there completed. I think we got them all done for Awakening the Nightmare. So thanks, Bobby, for the help. And then we have a couple more just normal campaign achievements for Halo Wars 2, some stuff with Blitz, some of the DLC leaders, and then that should wrap it up for Halo Wars 2 for him and I.
Cool.
For him and me. But if anyone is looking to get some achievements, feel free to join us. It's on Sundays, Sunday night. And we're still kind of toying around with the idea of doing achievement streams either every month or every other month type of a thing. If you're interested in that, please reach out to us and let us know on social media or our Discord. For Machinima Monday, we highlighted a video called Contrition. This one is produced by, or it was published on YouTube by Devaulte, D-E-V-A-U-L-T-E. And there's some other notable Halo Machinimators that kind of helped him out with the process. Folks from The Hub, Ascend Hyperion, Machinima talent. It's about an hour long. So if you want to put something on in the background or care to just kind of kill some time, then go check it out. Then for our streamer shout out, our first one, like we mentioned last week, was Real Life Spartan on Twitch. He's been blowing up a lot recently, and we have another one that's going to be coming out. I don't know if I'll be able to get every single one of these mentioned on the show before we actually post them, but we do have the one that we're going to be doing for this Saturday. And some people probably have heard of this streamer. Some may not have. So if you have, then you've probably been around the Twitch block once or twice. But it's going to be Pixel Pete. He's actually participated on one of the teams that we had in the Halo Bowl last year, I believe. And he's been consistently streaming Halo. He has a very unique setup that he has. His camera that he has is all grayscale. It's all black and white. And he has a checkerboard tuxedo and a suit. And he has some really interesting psychedelic effects that he does in between games and whatnot. So, very unique channel. And he actually does a lot of really cool stuff with his stream. So, we'll be posting that one this Saturday. And then for our company commendations, we are still chasing after that Achilles helmet. We've got still 11 more to go. Still. And we'll continue to do so until we either get it or people just don't care anymore and it'll just be the last few of us trying to get it still. But the latest two, or the closest two that we have to get, actually closest three because all three of them are pretty close, is Too Fast For You, which is kill an opponent that shot you first. We currently have 18,010 out of 19,400. Lawnmower, which is splattering an enemy. We have just about 400 to go. And thank you for the Sparks Laird over on Mixer. And then on Soul Cuddly, it's assassinate enemy Spartans. We have about 450 of those to go. So those are the three closest ones that we have going for us right now. And the last one is still killing enemy Spartans with a shoulder bash, which that one's just annoying in and of itself. Thanks, Inji and Raikou, for the Sparks on Mixer as well. For those that don't know, we live stream our podcast. That's why we're calling out the Sparks. we have got a Halo 5 calendar.
Yay, finally. So we've got the next 2 months worth of rotational playlists.
Mm-hmm.
Starting off with this week, we got Rock and Reel. Yeah. Next week, Halo CE Anniversary Throwback rotates in for Rock and Rail.
Very nice.
We also get Warzone Turbo, Dust's favorite. Party, dude! February 3rd, it is double XP all month long.
More grinding.
On the 6th, Mythic Rumble rotates in. Or Mythic Rumble replaces Free For All in February. Roaming King rotates in for CE Throwback. On the 13th, Community Slayer rotates in for Roaming King. Warzone Assault also goes live. On February 20th, Griffball rotates in for Community Slayer. On the February 27th, Action Sack rotates in for Griffball. Ooh, short trip that time.
That is short.
But CE Anniversary, I think, takes a long one. So,
well,
I think
actually, all these rotational playlists now are only 1 week long anyways. Because CE Anniversary Throwback comes in for Rock and Rail.
I guess so. That is only one week. Never mind.
Because they took out that second rotational playlist slot.
Right. Let's see. Warzone Turbo also goes live again on the 27th. And then for the 5th of March, the Spring 2020 Arena season begins. And we start off with Halo 3 Classic Throwback rotating in into the ranked list for March. In February, the existing FFA playlist will change to a ranked rotational slot starting with Mythic Rumble.
Yeah, so it was in the schedule, but just wanted to kind of call it out there since they did in the update. So Mythic Rumble will be coming in for FFA, so FFA won't be in ranked anymore, and that is going to be the... So ranked is going to have, I guess it'll be a monthly rotational because they had Mythic Slayer in ranked for a while, and it's Shoddy Snipes right now. So I guess, is Shoddy Snipes going to stay? Or will Shoddy Snipes drop off and then Mythic Rumble will basically replace FFA and Mythic Rumble or Shoddy Snipes?
Well, no, they said that Mythic Rumble replaces FFA.
Oh, Rock and Rail rotates in for Shoddy Snipers. So Shoddy Snipers must...
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so it... I guess the rotational playlist rotated over to ranked for a week, and it's going to rotate back out to social.
Possible. I don't know. I haven't looked at ranked this week.
Hmm. Yeah, interesting.
Weird. All right, and then for MCC, let's see. They are updating Halo Reach Team Hardcore playlist by removing Team Slayer on Penance from the rotation to feedback. they will continue to work on their competitive community to determine any additional changes they might need to do.
Pretty short update for MCC.
Yeah, that's
the shortest one we've seen.
All done.
Yeah. We got some more bits over in the mixer. Thanks, guys. Riding Spartan and Raikou. Appreciate it. Thanks for wasting your bits on us because we can't do anything with them or the sparks. Raikou asks, what are our thoughts on when we think 343 will talk about Infinite more?
We're still at least 2 months away from that.
They might tease something in February, but I don't think we're going to get anything substantial till maybe the March, April timeframe.
Yeah, they're not going to start teasing anything until the convention season starts.
What was the one event where they announced the Xbox One?
Huh?
When they announced...
That was E3.
No.
The original Xbox One?
Yeah.
That was E3.
Okay, well, what was the event after it that was before E3 where they came on and were talking about the whole family plan and always online 24-hour check-in type thing?
That was E3.
No, it was before E3. Because they had to change a lot of stuff before E3. Because the previous
guy announced the Xbox at E3. The next one is when they made all the changes, I thought.
Yeah, it wasn't E3. Larry, do you remember when it was? Was it GDC? No.
No, it wasn't
E3. It was a specific like Xbox event. No, GDC's
after E3.
No, GDC's coming up here. It's like next week?
I thought it was later in the year.
You think Gamescom?
Oh, wait a minute. I think Xbox just had their own reveal thing. It wasn't tied to anything.
Okay. That was a one-off thing, though. It wasn't anything that's set in stone. Right, Laird? It's not a recurring event. Anyways, if that's the case, then, yeah, we're probably going to get teases from here on out, and we'll probably see a campaign trailer and a multiplayer trailer at E3. There's a lot of stuff going on, though. I mean, if you think about it, there's all the stuff going on with MCC. There's all the stuff around the Halo TV show. Obviously, we have Infinite. If they decide to do an outpost, there'll be an outpost round two. There's a lot of stuff going on possibly this year.
Yeah, that's right. I forget who was it.
It was the guy before Phil Spencer, and I forget his name. Raikou or Laird probably remember.
Yeah. No, I was gonna say the Xbox One was announced at Xbox's own press conference. They actually did it from the Microsoft campuses.
Okay. Don Matrick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Someone said that, and I was going to give him credit, but now I can't see who it was.
Raikou said Don something. Yeah, and then
Lazy.
Oh, he said, okay. Oh, you're talking about the event. Yeah.
Yeah, the event.
Yeah.
That's when it was announced, and then I think E3 is when they updated it.
They retracted all their statements, be like, no, we're just kidding. Sorry.
That's when they saw the lashback and decided, ooh, this is not such a good idea.
Exactly. Phil Spencer has done a lot to correct some of those things, which has been nice.
Which you know, the funny thing is it's the Xbox One has slowly rotated back to that same model.
Slowly. Not completely, thankfully.
It still requires to be connected to the internet.
Yeah, but there's a lot of other kind of features around that that are still not there, which is nice.
Yeah. I mean, yes, the way they announced it, you had to be connected to play, period. Where now, at least, if you're not connected, you can still, there's still an offline mode. But the part that gets me is that if you're not connected to the internet, your achievements don't pop. It has to contact the Microsoft servers to verify that you actually got the achievement.
Okay. Thanks, where, Xbox.
You know, with the 360, it was all baked into the game.
Mm-hmm. And then it would just update when you come back online. But I guess there is something, I guess, to that effect of validating that you're not, like, hacking the game or falsely triggering an achievement or something like that. Maybe. I don't know. Moving on to the community spotlight. We mentioned this a little bit last week. We actually covered a couple of things, but we didn't get a chance to go through the whole thing. So let's do that now, shall we?
Ta-da! Yay! Ta-da!
I gotta update this because I actually have a second monitor up. So for those watching, it's right down here on the screen over there. So gotta redo the stage, but redo the scene. But for now, this is what we got. So full screen for me to scroll, and we can look through all this stuff.
You can't like blow that up, make it wider or something.
I guess I could like try to.
No, it would just stretch it.
Well, but you anyway. Just cut the top and bottoms of the browser off, but...
Yeah.
But yeah, this first
one... I like everybody having lunch here.
Mm-hmm. No profits.
No profits. Even got a bugger.
Yep. No profits, no hunters. Yeah. Even got Cortana in there. And is that a floating sandwich? Or no, that's the grunt letting go of the sandwich because he's scared by a butterfly. Or he's chasing the butterfly. Mm-hmm. One of the two. We've got some videos still, which I haven't watched yet. I've actually seen a lot of these videos pop up recently. The five levels of whatever.
Yeah.
And it's just different expertise levels of playing music or doing activities, explaining things. So I'm guessing it's good, or else it wouldn't have been included in here in the first place.
Actually, it's a guy playing a violin. And he's playing it at different qualities. Like you see in the video, the thumbnail, you got noob, advanced, epic. Well, the noob, he's playing really poorly.
Yep.
It's the same guy all the way through. He's playing really poorly. And as he goes through, he changes his outfit to indicate more Halo. And he plays better.
I would hope so.
More well, you know, the idea is he with each stage he plays better, you know, more precisely.
Okay. Here. That should make that a little bit better. You can actually see it now.
There you go.
Cool. He's also adding
additional effects to the audio.
Okay. I do want to watch it, I just haven't had a chance to yet. We've got some more artwork here. We've got, let's see, any good ones that kind of stick out to you? This first one's pretty good. It's
I don't know, that first one kind of blew me away. It kind of ruined it for everybody else.
Put the best one up top and you just drop expectations for everyone else below.
Don't get me wrong, they're all really good.
Yeah, is this one a, let's see, is this just like a watercolor? What is this?
I don't know. I'm not even going to guess. It's a pretty picture.
It's a drawing. That's what...
I've been wrong so many times, I'm not even going to try anymore.
According to the tweet, it's just a drawing, so we'll leave it at that. We've got a couple of renders in here, which are pretty cool. The ODST poster is really neat.
Yeah, I like that one. And the Flood Dragon is pretty good, too.
Yeah, that one was interesting when I first saw that one. I think we mentioned that one last week, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one's really good. The one right below that, too, is also cool with the Cortana on one side and the Gravemind on the other. Oh, you can't see it on the stream. There you go. Have to get used to that now, since that's different.
Yeah. Got to make sure you scroll.
This render is really cool. Or is that a render?
The Chief and the Jackal?
Yeah.
Or the Spartan and the Jackal?
That's, That might not be a render. No, well, it's Photoshop. It's a Photoshop. So it's probably a render and then kind of doing a touch-up. Mm-hmm. That one's really nice, though. And then this ODST, like, magazine cover, that one's really cool.
What possesses somebody to make a magazine cover?
Let's see. What do we got here?
Looks like somebody took, you know, you got the Elite right below it, which looks freaking wicked.
Yeah.
But below that, you have a drawn red and blue Spartan on one of the Halo maps. This is actually a screenshot from the game, it looks like. And they've superimposed these two Spartans on it.
Yeah, it's screenshot and green screened, I think.
Yeah. No, not green screen. Those are drawn.
No, I mean, sorry, like in the background.
Yeah.
Open field there, I think that's swapped out. What's a magazine? Or what's a mangazine? Oh, jeez. You guys. The Will of the Gods piece by Cool Protocol. That one's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
That's a piece of artwork for promoting Sons of the Prophets, actually.
Yeah.
So, the Noble Team? Or no, not Noble Team. Miscellaneous.
No, folks. You got Johnson, Spartan with
Pestilence? No.
No, I can't think of the name of the helmet.
Yeah, I can't either. Some other...
The one with the skull face mm-hmm. in reach.
Haunted. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, the haunted helmet. That's what it was. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Yeah.
I was totally drawing a blank on that. And then we got, you know, the Spartan hold the ODST underneath. We talked about that a little bit last week.
Mm-hmm.
That's got to be the cutest one of the bunch.
Sorry. I have to scroll again. I keep forgetting about that. Yeah, that one was cool. Let's see. We got... I think that almost looks like just a screenshot. It's Master Chief, just kind of... Maybe in a Pelican hangar, judging by the background. It's hard to tell. That one's cool.
No, that one looks more like it was drawn.
Kind of hard to tell.
Yeah.
These are all hand-drawns. It's nice to know that these are all actually hand-drawn instead of us actually trying to guess at it. The tank one. I think we maybe briefly touched on the tank one last week.
Yeah.
Spartan drawing. That one's really good, too.
That Spartan's got a lot of curves.
Yeah. A lot more curves than armor would normally account for.
Got a meal.
Oh, come on, Eric Kaboo. Just live a little. Yep. A meal on canvas, it looks like.
Looks like you got a shot of the Pillar of Autumn crash landing on the Halo.
Mm-hmm. Really cool Arbiter. Really well done pencil drawing of the Arbiter. Halo 2 Battle Rifle. That's drawing. We've got an Elite with sword, blue armor. For a second, I thought it was cutting off
Marker the head Chief. Of another Elite.
Marker Chief, yeah.
And then we get into the tattoos.
That grunt somebody tattoo put is so grunt, cute.
Somebody put a grunt on their forearm. Why?
Because why not?
I mean, more power to you. It's your arm. I don't care. It's a cool tattoo and everything. But why?
It's cute.
I mean, the legendary symbol on... You know, on a calf or on your shoulder or something like that, okay, but...
Mm-hmm. let's see. Another Master Chief. Looks like a cosplay. That looks like a cosplay. Yeah, that's a cosplay.
Yeah, it's a cosplay. It's just, it's on a mannequin right at the moment.
You can see a Helljumper logo on the DMR in the back. That's kind of cool. That's cool attention to detail right there.
Yeah.
Got legendary. Tattoo. ODST. More cosplay. Like the Covenant Carrier shadow in the background. Another Master Chief outfit. We've got some figures now. Or this is kind of a hodgepodge, but the first ones up are figures. So we got a Master Chief figure on an Icy Lake. An Elite. In front of a Halo 2 poster. We got a mosaic of Noble Six.
Yeah.
What else? We've got some videos down here. There's a dual Taj. There's a stop motion animation. Let's see. And then we got down here the tweets. Someone did their own rendition of the difficulties, which looks pretty cool. Let's see what else we got here. We got some more screenshots and artwork. This art, the current gen Arbiter looks pretty cool for this one. There's a Halo 3 replica Magnum, a Blender render with kind of looks like June's armor outfit with a rocket launcher. This one of Emil looks really good too.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's see. Anything else. Someone recreated the promo art for Reach and Noble Team in Minecraft, or that isn't inspired by Minecraft. And let's see. Anything else that sticks out? Oh, someone went into Halo 2 Vista and actually tried to recreate the map images whenever you like load up the map and try to get 4K versions of them. So there's a whole collection of those. I actually want to go download them. Someone made a DMR out of Legos. And the last one we have, I think we touched on this one last week, but it's a Flood attacking a Grunt holding a hammer. There you go. That's what we got. Moving on to some other news. We have this week's community update. Thank you, Nishek, again for getting that out on time. The only big thing that we have that we haven't covered before is a couple more details about DreamHack Atlanta coming up. There are online qualifiers going on right now. In fact, there's another online qualifier coming up this weekend. And the actual Anaheim event is going to be taking place February 21st through the 23rd at the Anaheim Convention Center. There will be a $50,000 4v4 PC tournament on Reach, and then another $5,000 FFA tournament, also PC on Reach. This is the first PC event that is officially being supported by Halo in any kind of capacity. Online qualifier number 2 is this weekend. Online qualifier number 3 is the following, and then 4 is after that. There are links for recommended hotels, team passes, player passes, and all the rules and stuff over on the update. So just head on over to the community update. It is Bright Beginnings. You can find out all that information there. There's also another Microsoft Store event happening this weekend, 1 p.m. local time on Sunday. And it is going to be a Halo Reach 4v4 tournament. So if you got a local Microsoft store and want to play for some cool Microsoft and Xbox related prizes, then go check it out. And at the bottom for artwork, Unicheck released the horizontal and vertical promo pictures of the Master Chief side for Halo 5. So if you recall, there was the Locke side and the Master Chief side, so he has the 4K versions of the Master Chief stuff available for you to download and use however you choose. We've got a couple of social posts. We have yesterday's social stream featuring Ron Beasy, and he is the studio's quality of life program manager. And that includes things like making sure people have a place to work at the studio and making sure that they're comfortable and getting whatever they need to get their job done. Also works on making sure that there's supporting diversity and inclusion amongst the studio, and then other philanthropic efforts like the charity events that they support, all that kind of stuff is what he works on. So they actually went into the Super Fiesta Party playlist yesterday and was showcasing some of that off a little bit. Over on Instagram, Halo posted yet another Sound Design Saturday this past week. And this one is of the Xbox test. Xbox Controller Test Center.
Interesting.
This is on Instagram, and you've probably seen little snippets of videos where they showcase this is how we test the controllers and show that it survives like 10,000 presses or 100,000 presses or works for so many hours. So they went to one of these testing facilities and just recorded a whole bunch of different sounds of machines testing, pressing buttons, moving joysticks around. Yeah. It's about 30 seconds long, and it's over on their Instagram, and it's an interesting watch. I'll say that much.
If they want a test a controller, give it to me.
How many have you gone through now?
We're not discussing that. I will have to say, so far, the new Elite one is holding up okay.
That's good.
I've only gone through three sets of bumpers on my old one.
Let's hope it doesn't go through that quickly.
Well, like I said, the way they've designed the new bumpers, they operate different than the old ones. So they're not constructed the same way, so I'm hoping they'll last a little longer and doing my best not to throw my controller. But
yeah, we will move on from there.
As soon as the funds are available, I will be picking up a second of the second generation controllers to connect to my Xbox, or to have a dedicated one to my Xbox.
Sounds good.
Because my original Elite, it's
seen better days.
It's dying.
Seen better days. The
thumbsticks got some drift.
Uh oh. That's not good.
Nice thing is with Halo, you can compensate for that drift, but there is a little bit of lag there.
Yeah. Simon and Schuster Publishing, the company behind publishing the current round of Halo novels, is giving away a Halo prize pack, which includes the AC Worldwide Halo Master Chief Bluetooth speaker, the one which I have and is not very great, unfortunately. At least that's my opinion.
Well, at least if it's something that's giving away, you don't have to worry too much about it.
Exactly. A 32 gigabyte iPad, a collection of Halo novels in print, ebook, and digital formats. And then three runner-ups will receive a collection of Halo novels in print, ebook, and digital format, plus a Mega Constructs Halo Phaeton Helios Strike set. And all you have to do is go over to aka.ms/Halo Prize Pack SS. And all you have to do is enter in your name, email, and zip code. Unfortunately, this is only available to those in the U.S. And sorry, the 50 states of the U.S. and D.C. So can't even get in Puerto Rico. Sorry. So if you are in the U.S., which most of our listeners are, but we do have some folks that are in other places other than the U.S. But if you want to, head on over to aka.ms/Halo Prize Pack SS. And enter for your chance to win. For Fiction Friday, Halo posted out a little tweet about the Falcon. It is a manufactured air vehicle by Mizraya Armory, and it is the serial number is UH-144S.
I would say that would be its model number.
Model number, not serial number. Thank you. The Halo Support Twitter also tweeted out earlier this week that they have identified a potential fix. They are testing the current build that is internal that they have, and once it's checked out, they will be releasing it when it's ready. There is a forum thread that they are keeping people up to date with, so if you have any feedback on that, then head on over to the thread and post your feedback. So it's time for us to move into the community news, and then we'll hit our topic of the week. We've got not as many this week, thankfully, because we weren't off for a month. That's been nice.
Yeah.
Let's see. Looking at things, Podcast Evolve is now one episode away from 200. Earlier today, actually, they released their 199th episode titled Road to Infinite. So this is them just kind of catching up. They also took a break during the holidays, and they're talking about their wishes for Infinite and what they expect for the year.
Mm-hmm.
And they also had Mission Debrief. They're up to, well, they kind of dance around, but their latest one is episode 81, and it's Halo Wars Alpha Base. Over on the Finish the Fight podcast, we have their latest episode, number 22. And this one is for Halo Legends. Definitely recommend checking out that podcast. We're going to have them on. We're actually going to have the Halo Respawn folks on next week. And that's actually, I need to firm up the details on that one. That might have to be a Friday show. I'm waiting to hear back from Vet King on that, but the idea is to have all three of them on the show, Vet King, Hungry Bear, and South. So that might have to be a Friday show. So when you hear back, and then I got to work out the details with GT, but next week we might be having them on. And then following that, we'll have the Finish the Fight podcast folks on, and then following that, we will have the Secret Icon folks on. And then following that, I discovered two more podcasts last week. So there were 5 new podcasts for Halo that started back last year. Can you believe that? 5 podcasts that started last year.
Yeah.
That's nuts. And over on the Halo Respawn front, it's been, they haven't had a podcast out since last year. So I think they're still on break. They are coming back. But their latest episode, I believe, was episode 7? Yeah. And that was them talking about Reach on MCC, the Xbox Series X, and a couple other things. And then the two new podcasts that we managed to find. There is a Halo Mega Constructs podcast. It's mostly a lot of short podcasts. I think it's a guy just talking about the different sets that he's working on and building. Haven't had a chance to listen to it yet, but he has several episodes that are like 4 minutes, 12 minutes, 20 minutes, that kind of stuff. And then,
well, I can't imagine there would be a lot.
There's plenty of sets to talk about.
Yeah. Well, I mean, as far as individual episodes.
Right. Well, no, actually, there's at least 20, I think, that they have over there.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other podcast is the Halo Outreach podcast. I haven't had a chance to look into that one too much. But we had Halo Outreach podcast. We have this new Halo Mega Constructs podcast. Then we have Halo Respawn, Finish the Fight, and Sacred Icon. And that is in addition to ours here, Pod Tackler, ACS Pro Talk, Podcast Evolved, and Halo Conversationalists. That means for the Halo Bowl, we have 9 podcasts.
Well, we need to come up with one more. We've got to have even teams.
We've got an odd number in the ranks.
Or somebody won't be able to participate.
That's just where we round robin and then fill in the bracket. That's kind of what we did last year.
Yeah.
We'll see how that goes. It might end up being a 2-day event. But we'll talk about that when the time comes. I just mentioned today to folks we should probably start figuring out when we want to do it. So hopefully we'll start actually nailing down dates on what we want to do. Play Griffball is well into their PC league. They just posted their week 2 recap at the beginning of the week. And that is kind of covering the results from the past week. I think they have at least 6 weeks of play, if not 7. I think, or maybe, yeah, 7 weeks of play because there's 8 teams. And actually earlier in the month, on January 6th, Knott posted his preseason power ranks. And this is where, just based on the players that are in the teams, he kind of ranks the teams and takes a guess at where they're going to place based on the talent that's on each team. That's what's going on over on the Griffball side of things. For Forge Hub, the community favorites for December 2019 have been posted. And there are 7 maps that have been posted. Actually, I'll bring this up on the browser since I can do that now.
There it goes, being funny again.
Yes. Oh. Hi, chat. I gotta fix that. So the nominations, and yeah, so the nominations, first one is Tanzanite by Blackstone Jewel and Sortied Squire. This is a very Sanghelios inspired kind of close quarters map. There's Petro by Chris Zero. This kind of looks like a petrol plant because it has, or petrol plant, because it has pipes and vents, and there's even a tower with a fire on it. Got Omni by Zesno. It's hard to tell how the map kind of looks like because there's just lightning. And it looks like it's just more of a aesthetic screenshot for the map. We've got Novel Ice by Hobo Steve Jacko. This one is kind of a hodgepodge of things. Looks like we've got some of the Sanghelios architecture in there, but it's also in space. That one's interesting. We've got Ghost Faced by Yami. And then Bright or no, second to last one, Bright by DC, Valor Strike, and Ryosuke Gunblade. That one, can't think of anything in particular that reminds me of, but it's almost like you have UNSC structures on the alien world.
Yeah.
Type of vibe. And then Pathway, which looks very clean cut. And it's funny, they actually gave a fourth place to Pathway. I don't know if they did that intentionally or not, but fourth place was Pathway. Third place is Revelation by Nano. This is very reminiscent of the mission The Covenant from Halo 3. It's a BTB map as well. Then we've got Frosty by Creative. This one kind of takes inspiration from some of the Halo 3 maps already that are in there. It's a symmetrical 2v2 and 4v4 map that has a very Arctic feel to it. And then the first place is Revolving Doors by Kronmeister. We've heard that name before. It's a 2v2 map that has revolving doors. That is basically two sets of two-way teleporters. And yeah. So that's all the stuff that we have for the December community favorites around Forge Hub. For the Golden Monitor Awards, we actually have a date. So February 1st, 2020, which will be next Saturday at 2:30 p.m. Pacific Time, 5:30 p.m. Eastern Time. That translates into 10:30 p.m. UK and 9:30 a.m. Australian Time the next day. That's going to be hosted by quite a few folks that we actually had on the Machinima show that we just released today as well. So if you are interested in any kind of Halo Machinima, if you've been a part of it or kind of fell out about it and want to see some of the Machinima that is coming up with that, then you can head on over to discord.io/machinima. That is the Discord server for the hub. And then from there, you can get to the Golden Monitor Awards. Actually, there's a link there directly for that. It's discord.io/theGMAs. And there'll be more information about that when the stream starts. And it has a link to the YouTube channel, which is where the event will happen as well. So yeah, if you love Machinima and you want to see what the community has been doing with Machinima, then there you go. Let's see, on over to the Community Musings tab for you, GT. We've got a couple of Halopedia posts, if you would care to take those to start.
Now they show up highlighted.
He's not editing as we go.
Of course not. We'll do it live.
Did you know, in February 2016, Microsoft unveiled the first of their underwater data centers and christened it
Leona Philpott.
Leona Philpott? Really? Oh, okay. After the character in Halo 2. Halo 2's I Love Bees ARG. I was like, I know that name. But anyway, I guess I should have read further.
Yep.
Who broke her neck while driving into a swimming pool.
Diving.
Well, that's just... Or diving, sorry. That's just sad. That is dark. that is dark. Laura Thursday. Sanctity of Purification was a CCS class battlecruiser that partook in the Covenant attack on Femoral in April 2552. It was destroyed from within by a nuclear bomb in a daring plan concocted by everybody's favorite driver, Cat B320.
Mm-hmm.
But it wound up costing Tom A293 his life. That's also where Cat lost her arm.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting.
Yep.
And I don't know, have you tried the next thing?
Not MCC specifically, but I have tried the next thing.
Okay.
I've tried Halo 5 with the next thing, but yes. Before we get to that one, I wanted to jump back because I forgot to, I totally blew by this in the previous section, but.
Of course you did.
Yeah. The Oni Archive is a new series that Halo's putting out on their YouTube channel. And this one covers the endeavors of Noble Team. It's called Noble Endeavors.
And I'm glad to see they're doing this.
Yeah.
I'm really happy to see they're doing this.
So this is a Oni Section 2, not Section 3, release to the public. And this is in an effort to educate and hopefully, I forget what the announcer said, but it's basically to educate the public on things that are going on. So this kind of takes some of the stuff from Halo War or Halo Reach and then the Halo Reach promo. So if you remember the cat taking the bomb and blowing up the carrier, this Oni Archive actually discusses that whole thing and how in April 2552, Noble Team had the mission to go blow up this carrier, and there's a tactical Havoc nuke, and that Tom was the Noble Six at the time, and then how that led to them going to Reach in September of that year. So, yeah, it's kind of a quick little recap of Noble Team and what they did surrounding the advertisement campaign that they did for Reach and then stuff that happened in-game. So it's the very appropriate Lore Thursday.
Yeah, that is. You know, it's amazing how that kind of worked out. Mm-hmm. It's like 343 planned it or something.
Yeah.
I wonder.
Suspicious.
But yeah, that's actually kind of cool. But you know, they just the way they worked that out, and I'm really glad to see they're doing these Vidoc things again. I mean, there's information in them, and it's good information, and it's entertaining.
I wonder.
I mean, the best ones I liked were the ones that Vociferous used to do.
Yeah,
you know, and that's what this reminds me of. I always, every time they put out a new one, or that he did a new one, I made sure I watched it, because I really enjoyed
it. Feed the lore, nerds.
Feed the lore.
Feed
us the lore.
Feed the beast.
Anyway, for those of you that are participating in the xCloud preview, MCC is now part of the preview.
Yay!
Yay!
Ish.
I really wish they would expand this to something else other than phones. Can play Halo 5 on a 6-inch screen?
Well, you can do it on a... Can you not do it on a tablet?
I don't have a tablet. The only thing I have that's an Android device is my phone.
Right. I mean, my experience with it when I was at E3, it was actually okay playing it, and
it's okay, but it's still
my,
you know, my eyes are also a good few years older than yours. I've been staring at monitors longer than you have.
This is true. This is very true.
My eyesight's not the best. There's a reason I wear glasses. But yeah, I was really kind of hoping that they would move that into the Windows 10 side, so we could play with it there too, but they haven't yet. But fingers are crossed.
That's an interesting point.
I honestly thought that that's where it would start. I didn't think they would start it on phones, but I mean, it makes sense. It's supposed to be kind of your mobile gaming setup.
Yeah, there's still major issues with it though. Like when I played it at E3.
For what you're doing, it works really well.
But why put first-person shooter games on there when the response time isn't good enough to actually play a first-person shooter game? Why? I get it, like, if you can tolerate a bit of lag in your game, like an RTS game, you can tolerate a little bit, that's fine. But for a first-person shooter where you need split-second information to make a decision?
Yeah. You know, honestly, I've been playing, you know, what I'll do is if I'm sitting down on my couch and I'm just goofing off, I'll throw it. I'll hook my controller up and I'll go and I'll just play some Super Fiesta. So it really doesn't matter.
Even Super Fiesta, when I when I've tried it.
Yeah, but it doesn't. I don't care. That's the part. I don't care. Yes, you're right. You don't have split second reaction times. So you do have to play differently.
I mean, I don't care if I do well or not, given that it's a small screen, but I still want to be able to, like, okay, if I see someone and I try to shoot them, I still want to be able to shoot them.
Yeah. Like I said, you just have to change your play style. Granted, yes, it is annoying. It is annoying as hell.
Anyways, end rant.
Yeah, but it's still fun. And, you know, I don't always jump into, you know, matchmaking. You know, sometimes I'll just run one of the campaign missions. And now that MCC's there, I might start doing that. I might just decide to run a campaign mission. You know, am I going to be running Laszlo on it? No. But, you know, I like the way the project's going. Yes, there's a lot of room for improvement, but there's also a lot of improvement that really needs to be done to the nation's infrastructure to support it.
Yeah.
I mean, really, for it to be truly successful and not just a novel thing, every single device is going to have a 50 meg connection minimum.
See, I have 100 meg, and I still have issues.
Like I said, minimum. Suggested 350. You know, I play on my home Wi-Fi, and...
What'd you do?
What?
The OneNote.
I don't know. There. I must have clicked and hit a button. It's fun. Like, I've played some Forza on it. I've played... I forget. I was playing one of the other games. I can't even remember which one. Oh, Ace Combat.
Hmm.
Which, that is... I remember why I never liked that game.
I just know it's a flying fighting game, and that's all I know.
It's dogfights, but it's the way they did it. It's just really weird.
Okay.
Anyway,
let's see. With that, the next one thing that we have here is Disintegration, which is the game that was started by VI Entertainment, which was started by Marcus Leto, who was one of the founders, who was the founder of the company and was one of the co-creators of Halo back in the day. That is a new company, and the closed beta starts in 5 days. There's a beta sign up right now, so if you go to disintegrationgame.com/beta, you can sign up to try to get into that beta. For those that were at PAX, I think some people were actually able to get a sneak preview at the game, but if you want to be a part of it, then yeah, give it a try. Phil Spencer is also going to be on Gamertag Radio's 1,000th episode next month. That's crazy that they're almost at 1,000 episodes. I remember back like 3-4 years ago, we were only behind them by like 20 episodes. So they've been doing a lot more than one episode a week now. They've just skyrocketed. We got a couple of videos. We've got our latest ones from Hidden Xperia and Halo Canon. One from Hidden Xperia. Wow. Is just his thoughts on 2020 with Halo Infinite, Halo 3 coming to PC. Now that Halo 3 is his favorite game.
Really? No, I'd never guessed that.
More on Halo Mods and the Halo TV show that's going to be coming out. So just kind of his thoughts on 2020 and what it could mean for Halo fans. And then you've got Halo Canon's video that is a little introduction and overview to Halo Combat Evolved Anniversary, since that's going to be coming to MCC for the Insider here pretty soon and eventually to MCC for retail. So there you go. On over to our topic of the week. So we asked people on Twitter and Facebook. No one responded to Facebook, but we got some responses on Twitter and then also in our Discord. And the question that we posed to you is, what would your ideal Halo campaign mission contain?
Story. Oh.
I hope that's a fundamental element of any Halo campaign.
Oh, let me clarify that. Good story.
There we go. So this was to kind of see, I was thinking gameplay elements when I first wrote this, but I left it so open-ended that people kind of ran with the question very open-endedly, like it was.
Yeah. Gotta be specific.
Yes.
I have to admit, Duquesne did not surprise me with his answer.
Nope. Me neither.
Can anybody guess what Duquesne's response was? Without looking.
Confell is correct.
Lots of combat in vehicles.
Yep. And a Warthog run.
Oh, and a Warthog run. Yeah.
Can't forget the Warthog run. So yeah, there has been a lot of different gameplay mechanics that we've seen in the campaign. Warthog run being one of them. Halo 4 turned that Warthog run into a spaceship run.
It wasn't bad. I didn't mind that part of the level.
No, I actually really enjoyed that part of the level. You've had big open areas, especially in Halo 1.
Mm-hmm.
Had some of them in Halo 2, 3, 4, and then 5, you had kind of the little hub zones. That was a new feature in 5.
Yeah, that's one that they could get rid of. To me, hub missions don't fit Halo. I mean, it's a great place to hide stuff. Don't get me wrong. Like, you know, the different data pads and things like that.
Yeah.
But to be a whole mission just dedicated to that,
ODST did it very well.
Well, ODST had a hub world.
Yeah, I don't think you could.
It wasn't a mission that you had to complete to move on. You use that to move to the next mission.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if they'd have done that with Halo 5, where you go do something and you come back to the same spot, fine. But, you know, you're going from world to world to world. The hub mission thing, no.
I don't think a lot of people were fans of that.
You know, the way it was implemented in ODST was different. And it made sense.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't mind seeing something like that again. Hub missions like they did in Halo 5, I can think of very few ways that would work well with where I would like to see Halo go as far as the storytelling that they've so far kind of revealed to us.
One, okay, three of them? Why?
Well, and two of them were practically the same.
Well, two of them are the same. They're just, the characters are just in different spots.
And there's different pieces are in different places, but yeah, mostly. In Halo 1, we also had some of the close quarter stuff inside Covenant ships, which we haven't seen since Halo 2. So actually, having some in-ship combat would be an interesting return to things. We also had... It'd be interesting to see like a very... Because Halo CE was very... The space was very open. The actual gameplay was very linear, but the spaces were huge.
Yeah.
I would kind of like to see something like that again and maybe have a little more flexibility. Kind of like I like how they presented and had people kind of go through Halo CE. I like a little bit of the Halo 5 stuff where they tried to open it up and let you kind of explore a little bit, but...
Mm-hmm.
I think if they have some of the mechanics that they did with Halo 5 on actually looking for stuff, but then also focus on how they did kind of the open space in Halo CE.
Well, they could have done those, like those hub missions. They could have done like they did in the, you know, in the mission Halo. Or
which one? There's multiple mission Halos.
No, in Halo CE, your second mission, where it's just this big open world. The whole mission, there's something to do in the mission other than to walk around and talk to somebody.
Yeah. I think that's a very good example.
They could have included that stuff in one of those missions. You know, if you wanted to hang around and talk to the people, then you could. But if not, you could just go on with the mission.
Right. Yeah. I think that's would be a good way to do it. Let's see, what else do we have in Halo 1? The Forerunner structures is, that's kind of been there through Halo 4. We didn't have as much in Halo 5. We also had, so I think a lot of, I guess in almost every game we've had some kind of use for different pieces. So we've had like a tank section, we've had an air flight section, we've had a warthog run or something that's equivalent to that. So I think that's been pretty good. Although, do we have a tank section in Halo 5? I'm trying to think if we did or not.
Yeah.
Which one was that?
Genesis.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
The whole opening part of that mission was all tank.
That's right.
All the time.
I just couldn't remember that. So I think having all that in a game is probably going to be pretty standard, since all that was kind of thrown or strewn throughout most of the other. Oh, yeah, and Meridian. But you could have done that on Warhogs, too.
Mm-hmm.
That last tank section was a smaller part of that mission set, I guess. Let's see. Halo.
Well, I mean, Genesis was the dedicated tank session, I should say.
Right. You pretty much had to do that, or it would be a lot more difficult. Well, you didn't have to do it, but it would be a lot more difficult if you didn't for Genesis. Halo 2 had the two sides of the story. So you had the Arbiter and the Master Chief.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that gameplay element. A lot more open world stuff there as well. Halo Reach had the space battles, which I would love to see again. Anything else that
you never know with Brohammer.
Right. Could be.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't mind seeing, you know, a two-perspective story like they did in Halo 2. But, you know, the only problem with that makes for a pretty massive campaign.
Yeah.
Because they basically have to write two separate campaigns.
Well, and then what other story do you write into Halo Infinite? I'm not saying it needs to be done with Infinite, but I did appreciate that part of Halo 2, and that's why
yes,
Halo 2's campaign is still my favorite campaign. Like, Halo 2 as a game overall is my favorite game in the Halo franchise.
I mean, don't get me wrong, it ranks up there. As far as actual story, for me, it's a toss-up between Halo 2 and Halo 4. Halo 4 had a really good story. Granted, you had to have the external fiction.
Right.
And I won't deny that. But if you have the external fiction and you have the game, it makes for a really good story. But, you know, Halo CE is probably always going to be my number one. That's the game that got me hooked. That's the story that got me hooked.
And I think that's a suitable favorite to have in the game. And a lot, I've heard a lot more people recently come out and say Halo 1 is their favorite because that was the game that they fell in love with.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes sense.
You know, everything else is just a continuation of that story.
Halo 4 had the, I forget, I'm blanking on the mechanic name, but press X to do whatever.
Yeah, that.
I'm blanking on the mechanic name, but you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I think it starts with an A. But anyway, yeah, that can go.
Yeah, easily.
I don't need to push and hold X to make something happen. Just if you need me to open the door, just tell me to push X and open the door. Not press and hold.
Right.
Or, you know, toggle my triggers back and forth to make the thing go faster. Yeah, no.
Let me shoot things and leave it at that. There's nothing else I can really think of that stands out from a gameplay mechanic perspective. You did have, well, I guess you had terminals.
Mm-hmm. That
was another piece that was introduced in Halo 3.
It'd be nice if the terminals were in the game.
Yeah.
Not on the website.
Or tucked behind the Halo channel.
343, you still need to fix that so we can watch the older terminals or put them back in the game, which I'm pretty sure you're not going to do that. So would you fix the Halo channel, please?
Yeah, especially since it's kind of a dead project. You have the Artemis.
Or update it and make it useful.
Yeah. You have the Artemis. What do you think of the Artemis scanning function in Halo 5? I thought it was an unneeded gimmick. Well, okay.
Yes and no. Yes, it was kind of gimmicky, but it was useful in the fact of finding intel.
The intel part was nice, but remember the one part on St. Helios where you had to use the Artemis to find the switch?
Yeah.
I thought that was stupid.
And once you find the switch, all you do is just go to it every time. You know, once you know where the switch is.
For the bonus material, I didn't mind it. But for actual game progression, yeah.
I mean, I understand why which way they were going with that. I mean, this is, Locke's team was the only special ops team. You know, they were the special ops of the special ops teams, mm-hmm. Where, Chief's team is more just the old school bulldozers. it's kind of like the difference between you and your grandparents.
Yeah.
When it comes to tech.
Sure.
Which I know that doesn't apply to everybody, but it does to mine. Of course, my grandparent is almost 100, so.
That's impressive.
A lot of the stuff that we deal with on a daily basis wasn't even a thought when she was our age.
Yeah, fair point.
I would like to see in the missions collectibles. I would like them to go back to a classic skull.
I would agree with that.
I did not like the way they did the skulls in Halo 5.
Now, by classic, do you mean where you... Like in Halo 2?
I want to be able to pick the thing up and beat enemies over the head with it.
So the Halo 2 version?
I want to be able to carry the thing. No, Halo 3, actually. Okay. I don't want... The Halo 2, yes, fine, but I don't... That part, I don't want the skull to activate when I pick it up.
So you want to basically be able to discover it, and then...
Yeah, I want to be able to find it. I still want to be able to pick it up and carry it. for a couple of reasons. One,
it's funny.
There are, sometimes you're playing with people that aren't the best at getting to places. You can get the skull and bring it to them. They pick up the skull, they get the achievement.
Bleep, bloop.
But even still, I mean, it's like things like the mission Cortana in Halo 3. If you carried the skull to the end of the level, it changed the next level. Things like that. I'd like to see things like that. Halo 5, the knife thing in the first mission. If you shoot all the knives, I think you had to be on Legendary, but you shoot all the knives and then you get a different end to the, you get a different end fight to the level.
Was the knife thing, totally random tangent, was the knife thing on the last level ever figured out?
There's a knife thing on the last
level?
Yes,
there is.
I didn't know there was a knife thing on the last level. I didn't know there was knives on the last level. All I knew is they were on the first level.
The last snowy area before you get into that room with the cryptum, there's a set of knives, and there's a specific order that you had to do it and everything, and someone had gotten through two different levels, and they couldn't figure out where the next knife was.
Yeah. I have to do some research on that one. But no, I never knew that there was one on that one. But stuff, just silly things like that. You get to the end of the level, you fight a giant knight.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff is fun.
You have a little Easter egg. If you kill a boss with the skull, you get a little Easter egg or something.
Yeah. You start the next level with a rocket launcher or something, mm-hmm.
NG said, should collectibles be grounded or cartoony? I think both.
Both, yeah. I think there's room for both.
Yeah.
There's always been both in Halo.
Look at Halo 3. I think Halo 3 is the best example of collectibles and Easter eggs.
Mm-hmm.
Halo Reach kind of in there, too.
I mean, CE as well. I mean, look, the Rex sign. What the heck's that got to do with Halo? Nothing. But, I'd like to see a mix of both. Silly little Easter eggs. You do something, some certain sequence of events, and you fight a giant boss at the end of the level.
Yeah. Or change the way the boss battle happens.
Mm-hmm.
For, I guess, should we go on over to submissions? Is there anything else that comes to mind for you?
No, that's pretty much it for me. Okay.
So we already went over to Duquesne's. This was pretty much right on point for what we expected with Duquesne. At B Train says something like a huge war zone where you are thrown into the middle of it, like a two betrayals, like three sides battling it out, and you're just in the center. I thought it would be awesome in Halo 1 when the Flood were fighting in the Covenant. We're fighting the Covenant, and you're just in the middle of the battle. The only thing is, what's that third faction going to be? And I guess we have Prometheans, and if there's still Covenant at this point, maybe you could have that. But you have the Swords of St. Helios on the side of the UNSC. So that's kind of, I guess, one faction. Maybe you could have Ex-Covenant, another faction, and then maybe Prometheans.
Well, I mean, they've been pushing, you know, you've got the Banished.
That's true. We've got that connection in, you know, with the legendary
in ending. Halo Wars 2, also in the legendary ending. Mm-hmm. So, they could take the, you know, the side of the Covenant faction. Yeah, honestly, they need to bring an enemy like the Flood back.
I would like to see the Flood back.
I mean, don't get me wrong, the Prometheans are somewhat entertaining to fight, as long as they're not teleporting all over the freaking map. That's something they could just take away from the Prometheans. That just makes them irritating to fight. It doesn't make them any more fun to fight. The Flood were fun to fight.
Yeah.
The Covenant was fun to fight. But they didn't go teleporting all over the frickin' map either.
Mm-hmm. And I guess we really haven't seen... I guess it depends if the whole Cortana thing is still in play when we get the game, which it seems like it might be, but with having I bet we're going to have Prometheans still there in some way, shape, or form, but I would like to see the Flood make a return.
Yeah, I mean, the Prometheans are definitely going to be there. It's just, you know, how long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Fuchs. I said Fuchs. I'm sorry. Fuchs says, probably a blend of close quarters and vehicular action, multi-faction fights, a la the back half of Combat Evolved. So there you go again, multi-faction fights. Multiple routes through the mission and mission storytelling that gives you a miniature arc.
Ooh.
So kind of having little stories within the overarching... They kind of tried to do that with Halo 5 a little bit, with the Easter eggs and whatnot, and the hubs.
Yeah, they did.
That could work. Just got to flesh that out a little bit better next time, I think. Skyrim Halo says, honestly, I would agree with what Fuchs said. Something that can play to most play styles is entertaining and really just contains something for everyone. Easter eggs, good story, and a variety of enemies, along with a variety of weapons, vehicles to defeat them.
Yeah.
Yep. Makes sense. Going back over to Twitter, we have Majora Z. They say the perfect Halo campaign mission already exists. It's called the Covenant in Halo 3. And I say this as someone who doesn't even have Halo 3 ranked in his top 3. Halo... Yeah, that...
I'll let him have it, but I disagree with him.
That mission had a lot going on in it.
It had a lot going on, but it's kind of meh as far as the different levels.
I'll say it's not the one that comes to mind when I think of Halo 3.
But yeah.
It did have a lot of different pieces to it. In a way, it was like the Ark was a big kind of open space one, but it didn't feel like it was overwhelming. The Covenant, depending on your playstyle, could feel very overwhelming.
Yeah.
But hey, that covers a lot of different pieces of what we've seen throughout the Halo campaign, so it's not a bad example, for sure. We've got Riding Spartan, who's also in the chat here. He says, an environment reveal like the second mission of Halo CE or Halo 4. incredible and well-timed music, paced out battles, and discoveries. I very much so enjoyed the narrative slices thrown into missions throughout Halo 3 2. Terminals were truly enjoyable. Yeah, I think with that 30 seconds of fun, like engaging the enemy, being able to have that intermediate story in there actually really drives a cohesive and engaging campaign. Because you do get the action, you get the overall story that you're trying to go for with the campaign, but with the little lore tidbits, it does offer continued engagement, but in a different format. So I think that was nice. Hopping back over here to Discord, Pins says, my ideal campaign mission would be one that has a good story, but would really like to have some type of stealth section where the main goal is to not shoot your way out. Certain parts of CE had that. The small pieces. Halo 2, I think, had that a little bit. The later Halos, not so much. But I do kind of like the concept of having a section of a mission where you are trying to sneak around and not be seen. I do like that idea.
Yeah, that'd be a really good idea. You know, to have a... What was that game? There's another shooter-type game that the whole premise of the game is like that.
There's... Well, Hitman's not quite a shooter game, but there's that one. I don't know many other ones that involve stealth necessarily.
Yeah, I can't think which one.
Perfect Dark.
There was a game.
But that's an old one.
I can't remember what the game was, but...
Splinter Cell?
Maybe it was Splinter Cell. Yeah. I don't remember what game I was thinking of, but that was probably it.
The one with the goggles? Night vision goggles?
I never played it. I just heard about it.
Yeah. Don't know if Deus Ex was a stealth one or not either. That could have been another one. Jeremy Kohlberg, or TBullfrog78 on Twitter, says a mix of mission types. So semi-sneaky for at least one, like Halo 1 where you rescue the captain. Vehicle combat, like tanks and banshees. Mostly foot combat, for example, the first mission of Halo 1. And then race against time, which is many of the Warthog runs. Good overall collection. It's interesting because I like asked for what would your ideal mission be, not your ideal game. So it's very interesting to see how people are taking these questions. But it's good discussion anyways.
These ideas could be incorporated into a mission.
Mm-hmm. One very long mission. Christopher Bush or JasonX117 on Twitter, he says, a night mission that encourages me to shoot from afar. Basically, truth and reconciliation. Or Nightfall.
Well, or Nightfall. But, you know, 343, try to, you know, make sure that you can't skip half the mission.
Well, that was Bungie.
I'm just saying, don't follow in their footsteps.
But that's a speedrunning tactic, though. Gotta let the speedrunners be able to find some quirks and stuff, right?
I'm not saying they won't.
Mr. Monopoly's been finding a lot for Halo 2.
That one was a pretty easy one to do.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't take very much to get that one nailed down.
The quickest laser mission you can ever play is that one right there.
Yeah. Provided you can get that, you can get by that one elite, it goes pretty good.
And we've got one more on Discord. UNSC Marine says, I think Gravemind is also a good example of a good mission or Delta Halo.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So thanks everyone for tuning in, and thanks for those who submitted responses to our topic of the week. Our next week's topic, depending on how things lay out, will be, or the next time we do a topic, but we'll go ahead and post this one for next week, just in case we get around to it. But it's going to be, we've had a couple different customization systems. We've had stuff with Halo 3, Reach, and now we have kind of the season unlock for MCC. We've had the Rex system in Halo 5, so... What kind of system would you like to see Halo Infinite employ for unlocking customization? So either, say, take an example from one of the customizations that we've had within Halo, like Halo 3 systems, Reach's systems, 5 systems, or MCC systems with seasons? Is the loot box concept, is that something that you think actually works well as long as you're not paying real money into it? Strictly cosmetic? And I'm trying to focus this on customization, not necessarily the weapon unlocks you have in Halo 5 Rec system. Just for customization unlock, what type of a system do you prefer or would you like to see in Halo Infinite? So that's going to be our topic for next week. We're also planning to get the Halo Respawn podcast hosts on the show next week, talk about their background with Halo and why they started Halo Respawn. Again, we'll kind of figure out the details of when that's going to be, and we'll let you guys know over social media, whether it's on Twitter, Facebook, or Discord, how that's going to happen. So stay tuned for that. But that's the current plan for next week. And remember, Halo Retribution is the book. We're targeting the 13th, which is 3 weeks away, to do that book podcast. So get starting on the reading if you haven't already. And I think on the 6th, there's a couple of short ones in Halo Evolution, so we might throw a short story in there for the 6th or something like that. So we'll see. Any final comments before we put a bow on this episode?
Nope.
All right.
I done talked out for this week.
So we're going to be moving our polls for the game nights over to Discord. So if you want to vote in what we're going to be playing, then make sure you join our Discord, podtackler.com/Discord. I will have a post up after the show is done tonight where you can go and respond with an emoji on what you want to play. Again, the options are Reach on PC on MCC, MCC on Xbox, or Halo 5 on Xbox. Please vote only if you intend on being there for the game night. If we have enough of a response where it will warrant two lobbies, then GT will have a lobby and I will have a lobby going for tomorrow night. So that's that. Our social media, you can find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram as well. We also have YouTube, Twitch, and Mixer that we do for our live streams. Fragment Fridays happen at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Achievement Sundays happen at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And then our podcasts are 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on Thursdays. GT, you want to talk about your upcoming video releases, or do you want to hold on to that?
There's some things in the works. That's all I'll say for now.
All right. Sounds good.
Things are getting to a point where I can start working on the Achieving Halo series again. So hopefully here shortly, I'll be able to start cranking out some more videos. I do apologize for the long time between videos, but unfortunately life gets in the way and I've had a side project going on for a while. If anybody follows me on Twitter. I managed to finally get my truck put together enough to where I can actually put it around. It's not ready to go on the road by itself yet, but it, at least I can move it around and I don't have to push it. So
that's good.
That's a plus. That's good. But anyway, if you're looking for me on Twitter, you can find me at Godzilla Todd. I am Godzilla T on Xbox and Godzilla Todd on Steam. I look forward to seeing everybody tomorrow night at 8:30 p.m. for Fraggin' Friday. I will be hosting the Xbox lobby, whether it be Reach or Halo 5, and if we get enough people, Dust will split off and host a PC lobby for us. Yep. So,
and you can find me across social media on various different names. I'm trying to get them all consolidated as much as I can. I am at Duststorm on Twitter. I am at DuststormWoman7 on Facebook. Duststorm Pettigrew on Instagram. Duststorm on Twitch and Mixer. Duststorm Pettigrew on YouTube. And Steam, I think, is Duststorm117. My Xbox gamer tag is PodDuststorm, spaces appropriately in place. Or just check out my Twitter bio, it's all in there. Final thing. We are still looking for responses on whether or not to do Patreon. We haven't gotten a lot of responses back yet. I know I still have some people to reach out to see how Patreon's worked for them and see if it's something that we want to do. But if you want to support the show and support us through Patreon, then please, please, please let us know. This is going to be a pretty big deal for us if we decide to go down the road. It means a little more work for me and GT to actually make sure we're keeping up with rewards and perks for folks that want to support us through Patreon, but that will also enable us to do more and actually do things that we want to do. So please respond. Please provide your input. And we hope to hear from you about that. We'll catch you guys on the flip side, hopefully tomorrow, either on the stream for Fragging Fridays or next week where we'll have our guest from Halo Respawn on. Remember, you can check us out on any of the podcast services. All the major ones we are on there. So Spotify, TuneIn, iTunes, Google Podcasts, all the major ones were across there. So please share the podcast with your friends. Let them know that we are out there and searchable on just about any podcast platform. And if there's anything that we can do differently with the format of the show, please let us know. We're still trying to get the new section down to 20 minutes. Still working on that, but we are constantly a work in progress and trying to make this show a lot more engaging and something that a lot more people would be interested in listening to. So with that said, thanks again for listening. And keep on fragging them trucks.